www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call us toll-free, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to work on, I know, Manwich, you are on this, we're going to work on turning that number into some sort of word phrase. There's got to be something that we can make out of that. 800-259-9231.
I got BJ's WAD 1. Yad one.
Maybe that's something we could put in the hands of our. Maybe that's something we could put in the hands of our listeners out there. Free talkers, you can log on
anything.
Log on at freetalklive.com and get registered for our message board, which is absolutely free. There's about 150 people currently registered there, and if you can figure out a word version of 800-259-9231, go ahead and post it there.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Mike.
And again, we want to hear from you. Free Talk Live is a show about the callers. Yeah, we come in here every night with, or every Saturday night. We're a Saturday night only show here on the Genesis Communications Network from 8 to 10 Eastern. We come in with stuff we want to talk about, but you at any time can call in and interrupt the program. So we could be deep into this conversation, which we are currently
about smoking
and the smoking bans and cigarette smokers being basically discriminated against. And you could want to call in and talk about something completely different, and that's fine. Just dial 800-259-9231, and we'll interrupt ourselves and go to you. But right now, we want to go to Brian in Sarasota. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good evening. Doing great.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Great. Great. First time I've listened to your show, and one of your earlier callers said something about why he was so concerned and puzzling why our society has become more and more dependent on government and kind of, as one of the you guys there said, a nanny society. I think it has something.
State.
Nanny state, yes, exactly. And I think it has something to do with basic human nature. And this is the reason I called in, because I think if you have nothing, you're willing to risk everything. As our country started with basically nothing, they were willing to risk everything to be free. Free to express their religion and their lifestyles and to do commerce without the intrusion of somebody holding a heavy hand over them. As we become wealthier and as we become more powerful, we as a society, as an individual human being, would do the same, because we're all individuals making up society.
Sure.
The more you have to risk, the less you're willing to risk. And therefore,
well,
we rely on people to protect us from law. And you look at people who come in from other countries who have nothing, from East Asia and from Africa and in countries that are under communist and socialist repression. They come here, they'll risk everything to get here and try and prosper. That's the
difference. Look at these Cubans. Look at these
exactly.
Cubans that do all they can to leave their country just to touch American soil.
90 miles
absolutely.
On an open ocean and inner tube. And that's what I'm saying is that's basic human nature. It is the wealthier and more stable and prosperous and powerful our country becomes, as a society, we tend to wish to risk less. Now,
Brian, I think
is that a bad thing? I really do think so, because that impinges on our freedoms in the long run.
Absolutely, and I think you're on. I think his theory makes sense. It does. So my question is, let's follow it to its logical extreme. You're saying, or its logical ends. You're saying, Brian, that if you have nothing, you're willing to risk everything. So we're going down this road. You mentioned socialist and communist nations. That's the road we're going down. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah. I've thought for many years that as a kid in junior high and high school, I was intrigued by other forms of government. And I really thought that communism, idealistically, even if you go to a Christian sense, is makes sense. But you have the problem of human nature. And,
uh-huh.
and once you're in power, are you going to step down? No. So, yes, we're headed down that road, but unfortunately, those in power are not going to step down and make it an egalitarian society. And so that's the danger we're facing. As we head down that road, I read an interesting article on the internet today from a legitimate newspaper. I frankly couldn't tell you the name of it right off the top of my head. But
okay, that's fine.
It was talking about the people in Canada are now rejecting in the way they live and the way they get their medical service, the Canadian one-payer system. They are
rising up
against it, and we are determined to head towards it. And it makes
I'd never let the government administer something as important as my health care. What a bad idea. They can't even deliver the mail on time. I mean, what in the world would I want to put them in charge of heart surgery for? Come on.
You guys,
it's crazy.
You guys are talking about the smoking ban on the beaches. Okay? I'm a smoker, but I'm a polite smoker. I don't smoke in front of people that don't want me to smoke in front of them. I don't smoke in their house. I'm guilty of tossing a butt out of my window occasionally.
Shouldn't do it, man. That's the problem.
But I have for years taken my elderly mother down to see the fireworks at Siesta Key Beach for almost 15 years now. Okay? I go down there, and there's been a ban on public or privately set off fireworks and
oh, that's
crash.
A whole other issue.
And
the fireworks ban is
absolutely
insane.
Littered with trash and dangerous fireworks.
Wait a minute, Brian, are you suggesting that people don't listen to the bans?
Well, yeah, that's human nature.
You're absolutely right, Brian.
Laws are meant to be broken.
Let me continue, actually, with my original questioning was, you agreed with me, Brian, that we are heading down the road to socialism and totalitarianism, communism, etc. So your original theory was the less you have, the more you're willing to risk, right? So we're going to have less and less. The closer we get to totalitarianism and socialism, we're not going to have very much wealth anymore. Okay, yeah, we might still have cell phones and nice-looking cars, but we're going to be living in a totally oppressed society. So my question to you, Brian, is at what point does it become enough? At what point will the average American be fed up with not having things anymore and is willing to, as you say, risk everything? At what point will that be?
Well, as well as I, it's impossible to say what the future will bring and what our breaking point is going to be. We have been through this once before. Our founding fathers, if you read the Federalist Papers and some of the original writings of our founding of our country, really anticipated every so often a revolution. It hasn't happened because we've basically been a good people who had the best interest for each other and our government at heart. Now, that's changing as we become more selfish in our outlook for life. And I think that's part of human nature. I mean, I can't say that we're evil for doing that. I think it's the natural progression. At what point? It's hard to say. I can't predict the future. I'm not a genius and I'm not a prophet. But the bottom line is there will come a point in time where some way, whether it be a peaceful revolution through the ballot box, or be a revolution through more extraordinary means, it will happen. It's a cycle of life. It's a cycle of people's minds and hearts.
I couldn't agree with you more. I have thought about this many, many times myself. What would it be that would cause the American people to suddenly just say, all right, enough is enough is enough, and try to do something to better the situation, to make the government better than what it is, instead of it just being, well, the crap that it is.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys touched on it a little earlier when you were talking about the government-run schools. I think the growing movement of homeschooling with an emphasis
Brian,
on
Brian, hold
history.
That thought. We're going to come back, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back to you. If you want to chime in here, 800-259-9231. I guess the question on the floor now is, what's the breaking point going to be? When is the average American going to get fed up with having the government control his life and say, I want to have my freedom back? Where's that going to be? 800-259-9231. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message. President Bush got elected by claiming to be a compassionate conservative. Would a conservative approve a half a trillion dollars in deficit spending in a single year? Would a conservative give us Hillary Care, socialized medicine, something even Bill Clinton couldn't do? Would a conservative approve of searching our homes without warrants? Or locking up American citizens indefinitely without even filing any charges? If you're fed up with electing Republicans who claim to be conservative and then govern like liberal Democrats, you do have an alternative. Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. Bush and Kerry aren't the only choices. Libertarian Michael Badnarik, the alternative for the true conservative. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Log on at badnarik.org. That's BADNARIK.org.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hey, kids, you want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense, let you express your frustration?
This is Free Talk Live. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're on nationwide. It's our first syndicated show, so be gentle. Good being here with you.
And Manwich.
And Mike. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Maybe you're not vocally minded. Maybe you're afraid to get on the phones on a big talk show and have your voice heard all over the place, because we're worldwide via the internet.
Sure.
Freetalklive.com. And, of course, nationwide, thanks to Genesis Communications Network and the crew over there.
Maybe you're a mute.
Maybe you just... Yeah, that's certainly an option.
Does that happen to anybody anymore? I mean,
actually, we don't
meet too many mutes.
Well, one time we had the deaf guy calling.
That was so bizarre.
Right.
Like, there was the operator that kind of, like, in between. You couldn't
address the operator directly. The operator, like, said, please don't address me directly. But the guy apparently typed in his responses to the
operator,
the voice guy.
And the operator read it back to us.
Then the
operator would type back to him. No, he could hear us.
Yeah, I guess.
I think. Maybe he was deaf and dumb. I don't know.
It's not nice to talk about callers that way.
Dumb meaning.
I'm just messing with you.
All right, so again, 800-259-9231. Where I was going with that is, if you don't want to get on the phones, send us an email. And by the way, we're a once-a-week show, Saturday nights only, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So we got a whole week.
Yeah.
After 10 o'clock tonight, to where you can send us an email. Maybe there's an issue that comes up midweek.
Like, it pisses you off.
Right, during the middle of last week, it was the assault weapons ban.
Right.
That was definitely a hot issue, and you wanna say something about it, but Free Talk Live's just not on that night. Send us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com, and also explore the rest of the website. There's a lot to see and do there. We're going to get back to the phones and back to the fun here. We got callers on hold. All of them want to talk about the smoking thing, and then we got someone who wants to talk about the Federal Reserve. So, again, anything goes on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go back to Brian in Sarasota. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were in the middle of making a point, and we had to go to break, so go ahead.
Well, you guys made a better point than what I was bringing up about the handicapped guy, the deaf guy calling in. I mean, the new freedoms are expanding in our society now with the internet, email, and talk radio. The new media is absolutely incredible. This guy would never have been able to have talked to people broadcasting his thoughts to thousands of people, maybe millions in some cases.
No, I think hundreds at that point.
it's good to know your limitations, but the thing is that I think it's absolutely fantastic that we have the ability to do this, and that's one of the great things about this country, and I think that's one of the things that's going to keep this country free, is our ability to exchange ideas and bring truth out, like the bloggers did with the bogus reports from CBS regarding President Bush's service record.
One of the things that I wonder about is, with the FCC enacting all these indecency laws and things like that, you have to wonder just how long will we have the freedom to do what we're doing right this very moment, talking about these things on the radio.
Mm. Well, you remember a few years back they were talking about bringing in the what was the act they called the Fairness Act on public radio and whatnot. And
I don't know. Equal time, that thing?
Yeah, well, no, not so much equal time. They were talking about trying to limit people's ability to be a conservative outlet versus whatever. Anyway, the bottom line is this. It never went anywhere because the
right.
people rose up and said, "Bull crap, we're not going to stand for that. We now have an alternative to what's been fed down our throats." And God bless them, because I tell you what, it is that voice of the people is going to keep us free, and that's why I have strong hope.
You're absolutely
like
right.
Ronald Reagan had is it will always be a bright sunrise for America, only because have a lot of free thinking people. I really have enjoyed this so much.
Brian,
I'm running low on battery, and
we're running low on time. So, hey, Brian, thanks for the call, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Take it easy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good night. Hey, you know what Brian also said during the last segment was that he feels that it's going to happen, that we're going to get back to freedom some way, whether it's going to be a revolutionary style in that violence or it's going to be through the ballot box, basically. And I really hope that it's not going to be the violent fashion, because I just don't want that to happen in this nation. But there is an option, and I don't know if Brian's aware of this, but it's called the Free State Project. And I seriously suggest he check it out, because I think that, first of all, he's right in that the information age is what is keeping us from falling down that hole even quicker.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we can get our show out there, the fact that websites can promote themselves in email and all, this is the information age. Information travels so quickly. I mean, it's just amazing. If you think about it, we're here in Sarasota. Our voices are traveling over the compressed phone line up to Minnesota. From Minnesota, they're going up miles into the sky into a satellite, coming down miles to your local radio station, being broadcast out and coming out of your speakers in the car. I mean, the technology for transmitting information is incredible, and that's what's going to save us. The fact that we can get on here and talk about something like the Free State Project, where 20,000 people are getting together in New Hampshire to make the freest state in the nation. That's where this revolution is going to happen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I was going to say, with all this technology that we have, everybody has access to the internet and obviously radios at this point. I have a favor. Anybody who's listening out there, it's nationwide. Potentially, we're in Canada, Mexico. Anybody can hear
us. Worldwide via freetalklive.com.
Absolutely. Write us an email. It doesn't have to be long. I'm only asking for, you know, 8 digits. Write me an email. Tell me what venue you're, if you're listening to a radio station, tell me the dial position, AM, FM, and the call letters if you happen to know them. Where you're at, you know, and, you know, what method you're listening by. We'd really like to know. We're going nationwide and you know, potentially worldwide, and it would really help us out if you could just
So you want people to email you personally at manwich@freetalklive.com?
You can email manwich@freetalklive.com. You can you can email ftl@freetalklive.com.
Well, then I get it.
Why
don't you take care of that?
Ian@freetalklive.com.
Well, I get that, too. And then MikeN@freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
If you want to email
The problem with manwich@freetalklive.com is there's a spelling anomalies with manwich. You know, it could be man, like a witch, like, yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious. Manwich, well, yeah, whatever. If they have the ability to log on.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Thick and hearty. If they can punch in freetalklive.com, they'll find your email address.
It's
on the about page.
That's right.
hey, by the way, Scott, our board operator, is clarifying. It's about 10,000 miles that the signal's going.
Wow.
This is just amazing. In a fraction of a second. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Dennis in Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, yes. Thank you for having me call.
Okay.
First of all, I want to preface my comments with saying that I would like to see a financial system which is fair and equitable to all, but I don't for one moment believe that we have one now. And the international bankers are at the root of, I think, some of our world's most serious problems. But, of course, they would not like to admit that. But I don't think there's any way they can really do that. They're the real villains, the world's money changers, as they used to be labeled. And I think a lot of the problems we have with our economy, as well as with the economies of other countries, primarily the third world countries.
Dennis, hang on.
Right,
I want you to hang on. Dennis,
hold on.
Hang on, buddy. We're going to come back to you, and I want you to explain this to people in as simple terms as possible. When we start talking about the Federal Reserve and stuff like this, it goes over a lot of people's heads. We're gonna really make this understandable coming up. And if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll be back.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-FIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-FIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along, ling-long.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you about whatever it is that is on your mind. Politics, personal issues, anything goes. You can actually call in and interrupt the program. We were talking about smoking and freedom, and then all of a sudden we've got, Dennis on the line who wants to talk money with us. So let's go back to Dennis. He was in the middle of attempting to make a point. Dennis, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's difficult to get down to the brass tacks, but I think that we're dealing with a group of people who care only about the bottom line, and that.
Well, Dennis, you've made these accusations: the money changers are ruling the world, the Freemasons are poisoning our water,
no,
you know,
I didn't
whatever.
Say that.
I'm just saying, what are they doing? What is the Federal Reserve issue that you're talking about?
Well, they take money, make it fiat money. They take it and make it out of thin air.
What is fiat money?
The United States borrows it from the Federal Reserve. They give them an order for so much money in the form of a loan, and we borrow it from them, pay it back as interest, but it never really gets paid back because they don't make enough money to pay the interest back on the principal. So therefore, we just go constantly further and further into national debt. And how long does that have to go on before we have another huge depression, much like we had before, only probably worse this time, when the bubble finally does burst?
I guess that could happen. Now, we did pay down the deficit under Clinton, didn't we?
That is ridiculous on its face. There is no way we have even scratched the surface of the debt. The personal and private debt of the American citizen is higher than it ever has been.
Absolutely, so, but I mean, I remember when I was a kid under Reagan, the debt was $3 trillion. It is not currently $3 trillion, so the debt is lower now than it was in the 1980s.
About $7 to $10 trillion, and that doesn't even include.
That's not the numbers that are getting reported in the news. Are you saying that the news is in on the conspiracy?
I don't know about that, but if you're relying on that as your sole source, then I think you better check.
Well, who else would I get it from? I mean, the Federal Reserve sure isn't sending me a memo.
Well,
and I don't think they're sending you one either.
I don't have any other
facts,
any other recourse than you do. I hear it constantly reporting that it's from many reliable sources. Just on the radio, they're telling me on some of these talk shows that it's at least $7 to $10 trillion. And
hold on, because I got to say, can you pot him down, Scott? I am just totally lost on this. You're talking about addition and subtraction and debt and paying it down and money. And I'm on top of economic issues somewhat. So you've lost me already, which means you've lost 99% of our audience on this issue. I think the clearest way to make the point about how our money is worthless is this. If you can print money, just by getting the supplies, the paper, and the ink, and you can print money, and you print a dollar to start with, it might be worth a dollar. But what happens when you print four more? How many is that dollar worth? Is that dollar still worth a dollar, or is it worth one-fifth of a dollar? Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? The more money that you print, the less valuable it becomes unless it's backed up by something. Now, in the old days, back before 1935, we had what was called silver certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Your dollar bill actually said on it something to the effect of, you can redeem this for an equivalent amount of silver.
That we'll pay to the bearer on demand.
Yeah, right. You could take that to the Federal Reserve and hand it over, and they were supposed to hand you your silver. Well, they stopped doing that because they figured out that, well, they could just print money and make all the... And all the conspiracy stuff, you can just put it to the side. The fact is, Dennis is right about one thing, and that is our money is becoming worth less and less and less over time as more of it is printed. And I think that's pretty much where we need to leave it. The only solution is to elect libertarians like Michael Badnarik, who are going to put the situation the way it should be. But Dennis, thank you for the call, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. We certainly appreciate it. Now, there's something we have to deal with, and we didn't quite deal with it enough during the break, man, which we've got Bob in Knoxville, Tennessee, back on the line. He wants to talk about what Brian was talking about. Prior to this evening, of course, this being our inaugural syndicated show, we are now nationwide officially, not just nationwide on the Internet, but nationwide on radio stations. Do we want to have our two-call limit still, is the question here. Because we used to have a two-call limit per night, but as you made the point during the break, that was back when we were a five-day-a-week show here, just only in Sarasota. We're now one night a week, 2 hours a night.
Nationwide.
Nationwide.
I think that we should do the two-call, because things are going to grow. And I think that we should do the two calls a night for a little while, until we kind of feel it out.
Okay.
And then as things progress, then we can go to one call a night.
And you know what we can do too? We can send out a message to people who get involved with our show on the BBS, on the message board, via the website at freetalklive.com, and then they can become better informed as to when we decide to make a change regarding this policy.
If we decide to, because I've always liked the two-call limit, because if you can get through, I mean, if the phones are busy, they're not going to be able to get through. If you can get through, you really had something else you wanted to add. I remember I used to be a talk show caller.
You'd
hang up the phone. Of course, that was when I was calling all the other talk shows, and they always hang up on me for some. Like, we don't do that on this show. We'll let you talk about what you want to talk about, and so they'd always just hang up on me. Of course, I didn't get to say everything I wanted to say.
Uh-huh.
Well, in this case, Bob probably has something that he just thought of that he wanted to chime in, and so let's go to Bob in Tennessee. Bob in Knoxville, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well,
hello, Bob.
Thank you very much, Denver.
Hey, Bob.
Exception in my case, yes.
At this point, we're continuing to follow the rule.
That's right.
So
yeah,
nothing's changed. What I want to know is, how are you listening to us?
I'm listening to you via AM, WBIR in Maryville, Tennessee.
Wow, we've got an extra affiliate that we didn't even know about. We're going to have to call and thank them.
What's
for
the dial position?
WBIR.
What's the dial position?
1470
WBIR out of what city?
It's out of Maryville, Tennessee.
Maryville, Tennessee. So we're going to call it
Maryville, like Mary had a little vill.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
You've got the call in. You can punch it up on radio locator, okay?
Volunteer.
Bob, what was on your mind? What did you want to talk about?
State.
Bob, what did you want to talk about?
Okay. I'm going to throw all this out real quick. I've never listened to your show before, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
One of your other callers was talking about until people had nothing to give up. That was at the point to where they would ask for.
That's correct. Right.
I disagree with him. Our forefathers that formed this country were some of the wealthiest, the most elite, the most educated people in our country at the time.
I kind of had that point too, but I wanted to see where he was going with it, and
I
didn't really see that it. I didn't really disagree with where he was at. Certainly, we had a minority revolution by the landholders. You know, it's always the rich guys, right? And and they sort of enforced their revolution on, to some extent, a country that was either ambivalent or supported the Tories.
Bob, you're going to have to hang out. We'll put you on hold. 800-259-9231. We'll wrap up with Bob. We'll take your calls as well. If you're bored to tears by what we're talking about, call in and change the topic. Don't change the station. There's nothing else out there. It's all cookie-cutter conservative crap. We're here with Free Talk Live, and we want to talk to you. 800-259-9231 and live at freetalklive.com. We're back in a moment.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Live 800-259-9231. We're winding to the end of the program here. We're going to be done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, but that won't be the end of us because we'll be back next week from 8 until 10.
And next, and right after our show,
on most stations,
on some stations, Harry Brown comes in. And he is the former, what, the former Libertarian
presidential candidate.
Presidential candidate.
For two different campaigns.
Oh, I thought it was like
96 and 2000.
Well, and if he's not on your station, call the station Monday morning and ask to have him on.
Absolutely.
This guy is a great guy. It's a great show.
If you like the pro-freedom theme of this show, he's pro-freedom as well, but in a different way. He's in his 70s. So he's kind of got a little bit more experience, maybe a little bit more perspective than all of us. I mean, all of us put together, we're older than 70, but
right.
I'm afraid none of us cracks over, 35?
36.
You're 36 now.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the phone lines for you, 800-259-9231. Basically, this show is about whatever you want it to be about. You can call in and interrupt the program and bring up cheeseburgers. I don't care. That's kind of toothbrush. Whatever. Whatever you want to. That probably won't happen, but nonetheless. Let's go back to Bob in Knoxville. Bob, you are back on.
Well, I like cheeseburgers, but that's not what I call it about.
You know? American, Swiss, or provolone?
We were talking about one of your callers talking about the people that formed this country and people that fought and died to form this country and form this republic that we live in. I believe a lot of people forgot that we live in a republic.
And you know what? That's a great point. I hear all the time on the national news media and from out of people's mouths that should know better, like George W. Bush and all of the other major politicians, we're going to bring democracy to Iraq. America's a democracy. Yay for democracy. And, of course, the difference is very, very key. Democracy is tyranny of the majority. Majority rule. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding on what's for dinner. And a republic is just not that.
Republic gives rights to individuals.
Republic is a country that protects the individual's rights. And that's the country we live in. And that's a country I'm glad to live in. And
you know, the right that I feel is most important, Bob, I agree with you, Bob. And the right that I feel is most important, the amendment in the Bill of Rights that's most important to protect, I like the Second Amendment. I feel like without the Second Amendment, you don't have any of the rest of them, you know, because the Second Amendment's kind of in there as a fail-safe. If the government stops protecting those rights, well, at least you've got the right to bear arms. And it does say the enforcement of a free state, a militia must be maintained, and the right to bear arms shall not be
infringed.
So it does say for the maintenance of a free state, and that's what it says in there. So it's kind of like advocating. Everybody keeps a gun by their side just to make sure the government keeps our freedom.
Whether they keep it or not, it's their right.
It's their option.
And the threat is there to anyone that wants to come into this country, or anybody that wants to try to take over this country.
Yeah.
The threat is
there. You can't fight a land war in America, you know?
Yeah, whether you've got one under you better or not. But the point I was wanting to make that was, yes, the people that formed our country, yeah, they were simple people. They were involved. Yes, certainly they were the ones out there on the front lines fighting. But also alongside of them was some of the most wealthiest, articulate, and educated people in this country at that time.
And he's absolutely right. And on top of all that, Bob, all those wealthy people and all those people, the founders of our country, you know why they were so mad? Because they were being taxed at about 3%. How much are we being taxed today?
Yeah, right.
About
50%. I would be afraid to guess. I know that my wife...
No, there's no need to guess, Bob.
A while back.
It's about 50% is what our taxation rate. So 3% made them angry enough to revolt back then. Why is it that we haven't done it? Bob, again, thanks for the call. I'm sure we'll hear from you again, and have a great night, okay?
Can I make one more quick statement?
Very quick. We got other calls waiting.
About 3 years ago, Tennessee tried to initiate a state income tax. There was about 3,700 people showed up on the Capitol. Scared them to death. They had the state police. They had the National Guard there. It terrified them.
That's brilliant. That's awesome.
3,700 people can make that much of a difference. And I'm talking about people that went up there, got in church buses, went up there and no violence. There don't have to be any violence in this country at the stage that we are now. But people have to get off their hinies and
they have to get off their butts and do something. You're absolutely right. Bob, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
Can you imagine, like, there at the Tennessee State Lawn, which is normally vacant, there's a few people walking back and forth from building to building, you know, bureaucrats with their briefcases. A
few interns.
And then, you know, they talk about a state income tax, and suddenly 3,700 people descend upon the lawn. I mean, they've never seen anything like this. Now, I grant you, 3,700 isn't the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
In Tennessee, it's a big crowd.
Well, Tennessee's, you know, a relatively populous state. But 3,700 people, like, right, standing right in your doorstep? Oh, boy, that's a lot of people.
Angry people. They were going to give them an income tax. Those people were pissed.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 800-259-9231. Log on to freetalklive.com. You can tune us in worldwide there. And, of course, you can shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com or read your emails live on the air. We have one segment remaining, and it is so precious. It could be yours. It's your show, so take control. 800-259-9231. We're going to be back with more Free Talk Live in a moment.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Live 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We are nationwide, and we're also worldwide via freetalklive.com. We'll take your emails at ftl@freetalklive.com. And you know what? The one thing that we haven't heard tonight.
What's that?
A call from a female.
Hey!
Ladies, where are you? We know you listen to talk radio, and maybe you don't know that women come first on Free Talk Live. So let's say we got three people on hold right now back at the network studios, the Genesis Communications Network, and they're all guys. And you've got something that you want to talk about, because women have opinions too.
Sure do.
You've got something that you want to share with everybody. Your husband doesn't want to listen to you. Your girlfriends don't want to listen to you. Call in at 800-259-9231 about absolutely anything.
You can even make the whole damn country listen to you.
Exactly. Talk about a power trip, right?
Heck yeah.
You literally can take control of our airwaves, hijack the airwaves, and bring your opinions to light. And we will put you in the front of the pack. Women come first on Free Talk Live, okay, ladies? So maybe not this week. Maybe you'll do it next week, because we're on every Saturday night on this very station that you are listening to. And if you like the program, then call up your program director and let them know that you like the program. Because we want to stay on those radio stations. 800-259-9231. You know what? We've got a chance now to go to another issue. Mike, where do you want to go? You have something.
You want to? I don't know. You want to do this?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to do what you talked about. What is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't shake that piece of paper at me. What is it?
There's something on it. What's it say? It would be this.
The right. Your football report. Okay, we'll do that. We got time for that. Go for it.
For Free Talk Live, this is Mike with your Saturday evening NFL update. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick to death of baseball, and I'm so glad that the 2004-2000 NFL season has finally gotten underway. Last week, week one, was a fantastic week to kick off the season. Your winners were New England, Tennessee, St. Louis, Cleveland, New York Jets, Detroit, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Seattle, Washington, Atlanta, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Denver, and Green Bay. And this week, the key game to watch is going to be Monday night's matchup between Minnesota and Philadelphia. You had Dante Culpepper coming off of a 5-touchdown week, but what do you think? Was that a one-time deal? I think so. I think Philly's going to pull it out. Carolina, Green Bay, Denver, Detroit, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Atlanta, Washington, Seattle, Oakland, Cleveland, New England, New York Jets, Miami, and, as I said, Philly. Those are my picks for this week. So you make sure that you tune into your local stations and catch all of that great NFL action starting tomorrow afternoon. And, hey, let's get back to some more Free Talk Live with your weekend sports update. I'm Mike, and we'll have this hopefully again next week. We'll fill you in on what's going on with the NFL. Thank you much.
There you go. A little
is that explosion. Like my head exploding?
Yeah. It was kind of
like when we had to name the states and their capitals in like fifth grade. It just kind of felt like that, you know, just rattling off places and what happened?
That's my opinion of sports.
Well, I'm going to see the Bucks play. I don't know whoever they're playing tomorrow at the Raymond James Stadium.
I think the Bucks are going to get creamed by Seattle, man.
Seattle, were they good last year?
Oh, they have a great running back. Sean Alexander, super guy.
All right, you guys, we are done for this week. If you are listening to us, stay tuned, because you're probably going to hear Harry Brown next, and that's from 10 to midnight here on the Genesis Communications Network. It has been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Mike.
We want to hear from you during the week online at freetalklive.com. So get on there and get registered for all the fun stuff there. We'll be back at 8 o'clock next Saturday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Tell me where you're listening from. Here comes a...